Rebbe, the son used to walk up the plank of the Mizbeach, in front of the Seviv. Right away he would go on the right side, like where the Seviv that around the Mizbeach halfway up was. The first corner he would come to was the Dremis, the southeast corner. And he would make his Rika there. Then he went to Mizrachus Svenis, the east north corner. Then he went to Svenis Marovis, the northwest corner. Then he went to Marovis Dremis, the west south corner. That's the way he made his four Zerikas on the four corners of the Mizbech Yitzchak. Shirei Hadam, the leftover of the blood, he would spill the leftover dam on the south side of this Mizbech. And what's the lochos of the Achilles of these Chatis? You're allowed to eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's that called the Necholim Lefnim and Akloim. You could eat it inside the Kloim, the curtains of the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. The Zichre Kuna, only the Schom, only the men of the Kana could eat it. The men, Zichre Kuna, the Chol Michael, anyway, in other words, even though by Korban Pesach, it's only Tzliyesh, it has to be roasted, that's only by Korban Pesach. By Korban Chatas, they could eat it. Anyway, that's called the Chol Michael. The Yom V'Laila, for one day, that day and the whole night, Ad Chatzos, until Chatzos V'Laila, they could eat. But after Chatzos, Rashi says, Siyag Osir Chom La'Torah. It's Midirabon, and they have to start eating by Chatzos V'Laila. La'archi Kodim Mi'Averos Koros, K'dinam V'Brochus Per Kama, Kol HaNechom U'Yomechod Mitzvosom, is really the whole day, just Midirabon, and they made it Ad Chatzos. And the Gemara says, "Hey Chiyovit," Rashi says, "Matona etz babakerim." How does the Kohen make the zrika by the corner of the mizbeach? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Elazar, Chadoma one says, "Noisein amo eloch v'yam eloch." Like one amo on the corner is also considered part of the corner. Rashi says, "Kishu oimed eitzel zavis hamizbeach." When he's standing near the corner of the mizbeach, he puts it within one amma of the corner, either side of that corner. When you come to a corner, there are two sides to the corner, either the south or else the east. So on either corner, it doesn't have to be mamish the corner itself, the point, but it could be with the first amma, the first 2 feet inwards of it. That's also called the carrying. That's called either an amma on this side or else the amma on the other side. That's what makes the zrika. That's what one says. The Chadama one says no. The Chadama machato v'yorit. He has like splits it going downwards like. Keneged chudish a keren. Mamash, it has to go keneged chudai. Keneged the corner of the keren itself. Mamash on the corner. Like the point of the corner. That's where he has to put it. Rashi says machato v'yorit means loshna kotza v'koyna machato eisai. Tzmur says, Ali bar the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon diyomar. He atzma eina nasis, ela begufa shakarin, according to Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. Then he says the zerikas on the corner have to go on the karin itself. So the kuliyam aloi pligi, according to him, there's no machlekes. Rashi says, the atzman's kolema, kol atzma the ikri mitzvose eina relisham. So everybody doesn't argue, the leibin and chuda, you do not have to have the corner, the tip of the karin. Rather, the amu alama brum amu, Hanosun Bresha Mazbech Bechol Zavis Zavis Chomokim Shabur Kor Karen. Each Amr is also called part of the Karen. There's according to the hymn, according to Lazar Rabbi Shimon, where is the Mokon to put the Zrika? On the Karen itself. The Karen is called on top of the Mizbeach, the corner, like the horn that comes up the top of the Mizbeach. It's the top corner there. So that top, any part of that top piece is called the Karen. Therefore, it doesn't have to be right smack in the chudai in the point, but rather it could be on each side an amma, on each side pshita, that's called on the keren. Key pligi, where's the machlekes over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? The key pligi, ali b'di Rabbi, go according to Rabbi, that Rabbi holds the mach shalom mechut hasikra lemalo. Does not have to be mamash on the top corner itself of the corner, but the chut hasikra that's halfway up. And upwards, that's enough. Any part on the upper portion, the upper half of the mizbeach on the corner, that's called the keren. So, according to Rebbe, is the machlekes. that masser. One says even though it only has to be on the top of the chutzah sikra, still it doesn't have to be mamish at the corner there. But as long as it's within the first amar, off the corner on either side, that's also called the keren. Masser, but one says no, that according to Rebbe, kineged chuda in. According to Rebbe, it has to mamish be at the corner at the tip. That's called the keren. But once you move inwards, even an inch or two, it's not called the keren anymore. Since according to Rebbe, it does not have to be mamish on top of the corner, the actual amma that goes up. But it could be from half of the zbech upwards, so therefore one says it has to at least be at the corner itself. Sakta machoikis. Samar says, if so, Mesri, I have a question. If this is true, Mesri, I have a question. It says, Chatis hatzibur va yochid keitzot. What's the case of a korban chatas a korban yochid?
It
says, Kate said, what's the seder of the matonis? The matin demim ho yo'ilo lekevis. The kohen used to walk up the kevis of the mizbech, or follow the seder, return to the seder that's halfway around, halfway up, or follow the kohen's dremis mizrochis. First thing he would come to is the dremis mizrochis, that's the east south corner. For tov will be at boi hayimonis, and he was put his fingers of the right hand into the dam, ham yumonis, sheb yamin, means a special finger of the right hand, a special finger, etzpa means the finger that is rubber to do the malach with, and not with the shavuot's boy, the Rashi says. It only put the one finger, the index finger, like, that's the one he would put into the dam. Min ha'adam sheb mizrak, you put that into the dam, it's in the mizrak. V'choymer begoydloi milmalo. Now again, v'chayme begodlo means he would support it with his thumb, milmala above, or v'yatzbo katana milamata, and he would support it with his pinky below, because he has his index finger, that's the one he dips into the blood, and he would support it with his thumb and with his pinky. Or machta v'yod, and he would make his rika like v'yod downwards, kineged chudish ha-keren, according to the tip, the point of the keren, of the corner. Ad Shemechala kol adam shebetzbo, until all the dam that he has in his finger would be used up. V'chein kol keren v'keren, the same thing every corner of the mizbeach. That's the way he made his rika. So here you see clearly the rika had to be on the chudai, on the point, on the edge of the corner. So when it says, "Oh, come," this is what the Brisa means to say: mitzvah b'chudai. I'm not sure about the mitzvah is to put it b'chudai at the tip, the corner of the corner. That Yavid Am Eilach, Yam Eilach, unless Lombro. But if you put the dam not only in the corner, not only at the tip of the corner, but you put it an Amma inwards each way, that would also be kosher. So, guess you have no proof. Nevertheless, explains where the Ikka Machoikis, my Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, where the Ikka Machoikis and Rebbe, and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya learned this, but the Gemara before in Daf Yud. The Tanya learned, Domim Hel Yoinim, Nitna mechuta, sikra lamala. The dam of the chatas lamoshta is supposed to go on the top part of the mizbeach, has to be from the chuta sikra above. Domim hatachtonim, the dam is supposed to be on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Nitna mechuta sikra lamata. What's called the bottom part of the mizbeach? From the chuta sikra, that's halfway around, downwards, that's called the bottom part. These are the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, Ba'amed v'amamur, when was it said, b'yel asayf, only by the oila of a knife. Avu b'chatas b'ayma, but by korban chatas of a b'ayma, which is a kodesh kodoshim, where the dam has to be on l'malam, he atzma inasis elu agufay shakeren. It has to be all the way above on the keren itself. The keren means above on the top of the mizbeach, on all four corners, there's another amma coming up of the actual corner there. So that's where the dam has to be, on that top corner, not below it, even though it's above the chut ha-sikra. He holds, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon holds, that's not the makom Rika Saddam. It has to be mamish on the keren itself. On the Rabbi Avua, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he holds even by chatas b'ayma? It's enough as long as the dam is on the top part of the chut ha-sikra, does not have to mamish be on top of the keren itself. The pasuk says, "V'yoroyel arba amos or Mi'aroyla L'mala. So it means that the Mizbech itself was 4 Amos tall, the Aroyal Arba Amos, or Mi'aroyla L'mala was Arba Amos. So that's the question, like Arba Amos, who the Heavy was only 4 Amos tall, we know the Mizbech was more than 4 Amos. So what does it mean to say the Mizbech was only 4 Amos? The place of the Kronos itself was 4 Amos. So it means the Mokum of the Kronos of the corners, that was 4 Amos. Now, Tanan Hossam went over there also, Gemara Midas, Tanan Hossam, Chut Shel Sikra Chogra Viemtsa. There was this Chut, there was this like the halfway up to Mizbeach, there was a string going around it, there was a line going around the middle of the Mizbeach. To show us exactly where the Domim HaTachtoinim are supposed to go on the bottom part of this, and the Domim HaYoinim HaTap is supposed to go. So, how do we know that there's supposed to be this line going around the Mizbeach? How do we know this? On Ravacha, Barav Ketinish Nemer, the Pasuk in Shemoy says, For Oysu HaReshes Ad Chatzi HaMizbeach that the net should go around the Mizbeach halfway up. So Torah knows no mechitza. Torah tells you to put a mechitza dividing part. Lahavdu ben domu hel yonim v'domim ha-tachtoinim. That there should be a place there to know exactly where the domu hel yonim is supposed to go on top of this chut ha-sikrim. The domu ha-tachtoinim should go below on the bottom part of this chut ha-sikrim. Then it says, Yuri ha-dam, left over the dam, used to put it, Shofech ha-yisoy dremis. They put it on the south side of the Mizbech. Tarim Rabbonim, El Yisoid Mizbech. It says to put the Shirayim on the Yisoid, on the foundation of the Mizbech. Zeh Yisoid Remi. It means the Yisoid, means the door on the south side. Tarim is Zeh Yisoid Remi. Tell me it means the south side. Or Yehini, maybe not that way. El Yisoid Maravi. Maybe it means the west side, the Marav side. The Yom Mitzosim and Amaforish. We'll learn now where it says it's Stam for a place where it says it openly, Mufurish. Like it says before by the Chatez HaPinim, we had before that you put the Shirayim of the Chatez HaPinim, it says Asher Pesach HaMoed, and they said over there it means the Maran side. So just like by the Chatez HaPinim, the Shirayim was on the Maran side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, maybe Chatez HaChitzoin also, its Shirayim is also on the Maran side. Sadly, not to say it should be on the Durham side. Whereas a mat, I'll learn out, Yumad Yuridosim in Akevish, Liitziosim in Echol. The same way when you left the Echol, to the way when you come down from the plank. Ma Yitziosim in Echol, just when you come out from the Echol, from the Chatez HaPinim. The Samuch Loyim means the first side that you meet, which is the Marav side, that's the first side of the Mizbech that you meet when you're coming out from the Echol, is Av Yuridosim in Akevish with Samuch Loyim. The same thing when he comes down from the Kevis, he comes down on the dome on the south side. So if as soon as he comes down on that side, that's the place where to put the Shirayim of the Chatez HaChitzai. Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yishmer Leimel, Zeh v'zeh Yisoid Maravi. He learns both the Chatez HaPnim and the Chatez HaChitzai, both of the Shirayim were put on the Yisoid Maravi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoimer, Zeh v'zeh Yisoid Remi. He argues and says, no, both of them was put on the Yisoid Remi on the south side. So Bishleim Leman Diyom Yisoid Maravi, the one that says both, Rabbi Shimon that says, even the Chatez HaChitzoin is also on the Maariv side. Kisavah he holds, Yuma Tzosim and Amafirsh. Over there by the Chatez HaPinim, it says clearly, El Pesach, it should be done on the Maariv side. So what did on the Chatez HaChitzoin to say Malacha? El Leman Diyom, the one that says, Yisoid Yerami, the both was put on Yisoid Yerami, my time, what's the reason? Why should the Chatez HaPinim be put on the downside? So Rabasik, Savra Tana, the Tana holds, Kula Mizbeach, the Tzofen Koi. He holds the whole Mizbeach was on the Tzof, was on the north side of the Yazara Koi. So therefore, when he came out from the Hechol, he would meet the downside. That's where we meet first. He would meet the downside. Therefore, Dom is also called Pesach Oyamayit. That's the Machlokes exactly. Where was the Mizbeach HaChitzoin? Was it a little bit in near opposite the Pesach of the Heichon? Or was the whole Mizbeach on the north half of the Azara? and therefore when he came out from the Pesach of the Eichon, he would meet the Dorim side of the Mizbech. Lishna Chunda, the Pshat is, Kule Pesach B'Dorim Koi, at least the whole Pesach of the Eichon, when he came out from the Eichon, he would meet the Dorim side of the Mizbech. That's why he holds the Shirayim, even from the Chatas HaPnim, is also put on the Dorim side of the Mizbech HaChitzai. Tanu wrote like this, Tanu the Rabbi Shmuel, Kev Shimon ben Yechoi, that they said that Kev Shimon ben Yechoi